Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a bit excited today, and probably because I'm feeling like very accomplished. Actually, I'm feeling very accomplished this week, so I'm very excited. Hello, welcome to the download, and guess what? It is Friday, it is 11 p.m., so guess who you're hanging out with? You're hanging out with Sierra Devine and Lana Evans. Hey, Lana.
Hi, girl. How are you, honey?
I am doing, you know, I'm doing really, really well. I have to tell everyone, for those who have noticed, I've not been really, like, hanging out on social media too much and just, like, a clip here, a clip there for the past, like, almost 3 weeks. Maybe it's been almost 3 weeks, maybe slightly more, to be honest.
Nice.
I've had family members, friends, and all kinds of people visiting my house and parties. So I've literally
nice.
Have been. It is not nice. Not when you're the one who's hosting. This is
it's
so
fun,
not
though.
Nice.
I love being around people.
I've realized how much I really enjoy having my house to myself in the quietness and enjoying, you know, my furniture, my televisions, just, you know, just having my house. I'm not going to lie. I do love having my family around. And, guys, it was great having you. For anyone who's listening right now, I'm not complaining. What I'm saying is I'm so used to the quiet that having so many people at my house at one time over a course of a couple of weeks and only getting one to two days downtime was a bit much.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that, you know, you all are off or anything, but literally I had like a turnover of, the longest turnover I had was 4 days.
Damn.
And you know how it is when you're in your house? 4 days is when you just start to get real comfortable and you're like,
yeah.
I have relaxed.
And then
there's more people coming.
Again.
Yeah, and here it starts all over again. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that was a stressed out voice you've been hearing for the last couple of weeks. So
that's honest. I love it. You're just like, nope, I can't take it anymore.
Can't do it. Matter of fact, I'm leaving and I'm going on vacation in a week and a half. So
nice.
Bye.
That's great.
Guess
it's
what I will not be doing? I will not be cooking. I will not be turning down beds. I will not be washing. I will not be doing any type of cleaning.
Service?
Well, you know, I like my bed turned down. I don't want to turn down service for guests. You get over it. See, there's something I've learned about guests. You can only make them so comfortable, because if you make them too comfortable, they don't leave. They're like, oh, your house is nicer than mine. I'm never going anywhere. And,
that's
again,
so
love
funny.
You guys. But there's a reason why the guest bedroom bed is very hard.
Oh, see, and I was planning to come.
And I don't mean like hard,
you.
Like good firm, like good for your back. I mean like it feels like the freaking floor.
No.
And then there's a plastic thing around it so it makes noise when you move. There's a reason for that.
Oh, girl, you're messed up.
Because guests after 3 days are all like fish.
Oh, really? What do you mean, like fish?
Yeah. They all start to stink. How's that?
Oh, girl.
After 3 days,
oh,
you really want them
dang.
To leave. Oh, damn.
Dang. You are
I actually had to wake up early for people. I had to wake up at like 6, 7 o'clock for some people. I'm like, really? I got to make you breakfast now? I don't wake up this early for myself.
Oh,
so,
hell
yeah.
No.
There's things.
I don't like that action.
And now my phone is acting crazy. It won't charge. Don't know what's going on with that. So if I didn't answer you back or anything, it's because my phone is acting kind of crazy. One thing after other. Okay, so you know what? We have talked enough about me. I have complained enough. What have you been doing?
Well,
sexy tweets every once in a while. And I'm like, yes, I want to join you.
I'm so busy. It's been crazy. I've been doing a bunch of shooting for a particular project that is no secret right now that I'm doing.
Yes. We will not mention
network.
The name.
So I'm really excited, but I'm tired, girl. It has been so much filming, and I have to be up.
I've noticed you've been, because I know how you are when you're not extremely busy, because it was December.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, let me let you know, as women of radio and of film, there's never a moment where we're not busy because we have to pay bills. So we're always busy. But there are moments when you're way busier than other times, and it, like, totally throws you off. Where you've been, like, a certain amount of busy, then all of a sudden, whoa.
And that's
and you have to
exactly.
Do it.
Exactly, and so that's how I've been feeling lately. You know, grant you, mm-hmm. It's been really amazing, and I'm so excited. I can't wait until the spring when I can tell everybody about it. But it's been, you know,
well,
crazy.
I can't wait either.
Yes. So I'm tired.
I'm anxious to hear all your news. I'm anxious to have you tell everyone about it, and I'm just anxious about it. But you know what? Okay, so I'm going to say this. We're going to go ahead and get into our subject today. And I don't know where this came from, because the last time I had an epiphany, and that's how subjects come to me. Sometimes I'm just sitting around, all of a sudden I go, ooh, there it is.
Ooh, there it is.
And other days I go, yeah, uh-huh. I've been thinking about that, but didn't know how I was going to dress it for a long time.
Oh, girl.
See, look, sometimes I have the little white girl comes out at me. Other times I have to go, oh, I'm going holy black on you now.
Oh, honey. That is so funny.
This particular time, I am midway, honey. There is no judgment zone whatsoever. I'm just saying
nice.
This right now for anyone who wants to do, if you want to chime in, the first thing you have to do if you want to chime in, and there are rules to this, the first thing you have to do is, first, if you haven't already logged into Blog Talk Radio, then you're probably not listening to us. So if you're not on DalhousRadio.com, you're probably not listening to us, then you're just like shit out of luck. I just have to say that. The other
you
thing
are
we have
too
to do
funny.
Is, I don't know. It just came to my head all of a sudden. The other thing you have
I love
to do
you.
Is if you really, really, really have the need to speak to us, and we understand needs. Needs drive a lot of things that drove the Roman Empire for many years.
Oh, yes.
Drove them into the ground, too. But we won't talk about that one. But if you have the need to call us, I should say. My number is 646-595-4038. But let me stress this really quickly. before you call that number, make sure you stay on topic, because if you get on topic, we might have technical difficulties.
Maybe.
And that's not my fault. It's just what happens.
Yes.
Sorry,
no.
It's just what happens.
Crazy rant.
If you get into crazy rant mode, you might end up with technical difficulties. And I apologize for that ahead of time. The other thing you should also do, though, if you really don't want to, if you're afraid to call us on the phone and you're afraid that we might do something crazy or, I don't know, come up with a fake name and just join the chat room. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's, you know, that baby steps. Baby steps all the way to the point where you tell us what you really mean.
That's right.
On that note, I think
I
explained
you.
All the rules today, right?
I think so. Absolutely.
I just wanted to explain all the rules this time because I have been very, very low-key lately, mostly because I've had a house full of people and you all didn't know that.
Right?
And I was hiding. I was literally doing my radio show in a closet hiding.
Oh, my God, girl.
Candle.
That is so funny.
Okay, it wasn't a candle, it was a flashlight. But
that's so different.
So now I get to be c'est moi.
Yay.
And for those of you who don't know French, that was it's me. Our chat room is completely open, and I will be in the chat room in just a moment. But today we're talking about, well, here on the down low, you are talking to me, Sierra Devi, and Alana Evans. And hey, Alana, I got to ask you something before we get into our topic.
Yes.
And this is totally off topic, but I really, 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 really know, because I think it's a very, very cool thing.
Oh.
Do you do cosplay?
I do. I freaking
you
love
do?
It.
Oh,
of
my
course.
God. Okay, because I'm totally into cosplay.
I love it. I did not know that.
I am totally into cosplay. And I used to do it before it actually had a name.
Right.
And
when it was just
now I don't
up.
Really do it so much. Yeah, aww. Now I don't really do it so much. But now I'm like, I want to go back to it. But maybe
so
I've reached
fun.
A certain age and I can't do it now. But
no,
I used to do
girl.
It a long time ago, back when I used to pay $70 for a VHS of a Japanese anime. So
yes, there are no ages for cosplay. You can be any race, any size.
Really?
Any,
okay.
Absolutely. It's all about having
Can you do
fun.
Me a quick favor? I know there are some people going, what the fuck is cosplay? And what does this have to do with sugar daddies and sugar babies? Actually, this has a lot to do with it. This, you know what, this is almost like that show Six Degrees of stuff. This will lead into our subject. Trust me on this. But, okay, so can you explain in a really brief synopsis what cosplay is to guys who don't know what cosplay is?
Cosplay is dressing up and embodying your favorite character, whether it's from horror movies or science fiction books or TV shows or cartoons, anime, video games. It
doesn't matter where it comes from, as long as you embody them. Yes.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a huge group of people that, you know, it's becoming more and more popular because people are loving expressing themselves.
And it's better when it's done among people who are above 18 years old.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we have the sexiest, best costumes.
Oh, of course, of course. And, you know, women dress in so many different fashions, and there's so many funny things about cosplay and how the girls dress and their comfort levels and being touched and being grabbed at conventions. It's all silly.
Yeah.
It's
we're talking crazy. Girls who have nothing at all to do with the adult industry or anything like that, but suddenly you have embodied the persona of a whole other person that's not you, and you get to go to
exactly.
a convention or in a particular area. It's not so popular here as it was when I went to China. You see them everywhere just walking around.
Yeah, absolutely.
In
it's
Japan,
really cool.
Way more in Japan. Oh, my God. It was just a few in China. But Japan, you see so many more. And it's just
that's awesome.
Kids go to school like this. People go to work like this. It's just a big thing.
Yeah, on my website, pwnedbygirls.com, P-W-N-E-D, we put up pictures of cosplay galleries, of the conventions. So you can actually go to my site right now and see exactly what we're talking about.
That was one of the things that I wanted to bring up, that it was on your site, and I had so have to add you onto my site because I was updating my site today, and I was looking at some things,
nice.
And that's really, that actually, that wasn't really what brought it up, but it was part of it because there were some things, because I still have cosplay costumes, I just haven't, now that I'm off suburban and everything, I don't get to play, I don't get to do that so much anymore, so, but I still have all my stuff.
You need
and
to
so
put
every
on
once
some
in a while,
costumes.
I like to whip it out.
Yes.
I have costumes and all kinds of things. And I have, actually, I'm knitting this year a new Doctor Who scarf.
Oh, that's
because
cute.
I'm a Tom Baker girl, for everyone, and for everyone who doesn't know. And then I'm going to stop advertising my likes here and get on to our subject. But,
nice. I love it.
Because for everyone who doesn't know, Alana is a gamer, and I'm a sci-fi geek. I'm a complete sci-fi geek. I'm a geek. I am a total Dungeons and Dragons playing nerd sci-fi geek. Star Trekkie. Oh, and I also went to Walmart and bought like a whole bunch of the figurines that are they're just eventually going to be worth money, you know, because they're only at Walmart.
Oh, you bought the toy from
yes,
Star
I did, and I got quite a few.
Painting or something like that. I'm so jealous
just
of you.
Collector's items, and I'm of course not going to open the box.
No, but you
I haven't even seen the movie yet, but I have all the new characters.
Yeah, the movie doesn't come out until December.
Yeah, I'm just silly like that. I'm that girl, okay?
Yeah.
I'm the girl who plays Mario Brothers and collects Star Wars characters, okay?
I love that. You're so awesome.
Yeah, I'm just kind of geeky like that. And, you know, the new Doctor Who comes out soon, so that's going to be really cool.
Exactly.
But, okay, so back to what we were talking about, because the reason why I say this, and the reason why I talk about this now, and I don't usually talk about these things, but these are the kind of things that you hear from a younger, happier, wonderful, more hipper girl, right?
Oh, of course.
And this is how this leads into our subject. See? I went a whole roundabout way and even tuned and even put
did.
In the stuff I like. And
Absolutely
you like,
did.
I did that. Sugar daddies and sugar babies.
Yes. It's so funny that
that is
our
so subject.
Thing to relate to. Ha.
I have to admit, you know, I like to try to say that I can't relate to it, but it's absolutely wrong. I've always been a sugar baby. I've been a sugar baby for many, many years. And
yes.
I want to say hello. Oh, you know what? Before I get to talking and going on, I want to say hello. Oh, we have some new people in our chat room. Hello.
Nice.
And he is speaking to us in Spanish. He says, how are you, Sierra? ¿Cómo está, Sierra? You know what? I can't believe I actually was able to say that because I only speak French. And I figured that out. Something just made me, and I got an hola there. And hello to the sexy Sierra and Alana from Sirius X1. So, hello.
Sweet, hello.
And just to let you all know, I am paying attention to the phone line. So, in just a few minutes, we're going to start accepting calls here just to join in our conversation.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, the number is 646-595-4038. You know what? Before we totally get into this, and I'm a little worried because I tried to do this last week, so I'm thinking I might not do this week. I tried to play this last week, and it didn't work in the week before, so we're just going to play something a little bit different, and I don't know, we're just going to try something different. How's that?
Something different? What's that
going to be? We're just going to take a little bit of a commercial break, and we're going to try something different. And if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work because we have so many other things that we can go to anyway. And it doesn't really matter. But
doesn't really matter.
I know, I feel bad about this. Now I have so many things to choose from. I usually have a short list, but now I have a lot of things to choose from. So you know what? I think I might just do this because I'm throwing a little bit of shade right now. I think I'm gonna play the song. Only because I know it's called Black Widow, but it seems like the Black Widow got a little killed today with T.I. dropping her. So, but, you know, I'm just saying, I just heard it a couple of days, and I ain't naming no names because I ain't want to talk about nobody.
I know exactly who you're talking about, and I'm white, and I can say it.
I don't think it had anything to do with her music. I think it might have to do with her beef. On that note, we're going to play her anyway, honey. We're going to play her anyway. And look, we'll talk about her later because she had a sugar daddy in the beginning, too. So we're going to talk about her later. Come on, miss.
And guess what? You are listening to The Down Low.
And let me let you know what the download is, because some of you are a little bit confused. The download is about being the other woman and not being able to talk about it. So I am here to talk to you about what goes on. And Mia Alana are definitely here to tell you about what goes on. Mia, Alana, and Lola, what goes on, what you should be looking for, what you should be looking for. And on the other hand, it all goes the same way, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because as long as there are relationships, there will always be somebody else who is on the down low.
Isn't that the truth? Quite honestly,
it's beginning of time. You're always going to have to deal with this. There's always going to be somebody else. And honestly, it's not always a bad thing.
It's not always a bad thing. I'm usually some version of the other woman. It's rare that I have to share my men, and I don't like doing it at all. So the sugar daddy situations are awesome, you know, because of their relationship. It's drawn out. You know what it is. There's no questions. There's no falling in love. There's none of that. There's no emotion.
You know, I'll be honest with you. What made me think of this, to be seriously, and this is going to really throw you off.
Uh-oh.
What made me think of this whole situation is because a long time ago, I bought the Karma Sutra.
Oh, okay.
Now, I know in everyone's head listening right now, you're thinking the one with the pictures and how the different positions and everything.
Yes.
That's not what I bought.
Hindu looking.
Oh, no, that is not what I bought. There is actually, like, that is like the more modern Western version of the Karma Sutra.
Nice.
There is an actual real Karma Sutra that tells you how to deal with men and women in a whole sexual relationship all together.
Wow.
And it tells mistresses how to act, how wives should be. It actually goes into detail how wives should be, how mistresses should be, how husbands should be, how if you want to take another lover besides your wife, how you should act. I mean, it has rules.
Wow.
It has, and it has no pictures, by the way. I want to let you
all
know that. It has absolutely no pictures.
Well, that's no fun.
It's actually like the... It's like the Bible that the slut and the slut who wants to be a slut or wants to be good to her husband should have. Every woman that really wants to, I'll be really honest with you, any woman that has ever wanted to truly please her husband or know where her place is, either with her husband or with her, if she's a third person, and in this case the mistress, if she's an escort, if she's a slut, whatever, this has the rules for every sort of sexual relationship. That's what the conversation is.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes, and when you read it, you will be like, wow, this is really, really interesting.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Okay, so this is why I brought this up. Because, okay, so I am not going to lie. I've been a sugar baby. I was a sugar baby for many, many years. And there's nothing wrong with being a sugar baby.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
There's definitely nothing wrong with it. You do have to go into the situation with open eyes. Am I correct?
Oh, 100%. There has to be clear communication, open eyes, honesty, and rules. Definitely rules.
Oh, definite rules. Definite rules. No matter what, there's always definite rules. I'd say one of the rules of, and I'm just going to say, and tell me if I'm wrong, one of the rules of being a sugar baby in a sugar daddy situation, and I say sugar baby and sugar daddy because, you know, there are definite rules between both. One, expect no expectations, except for financial. Would that be correct?
True. Oh, 100%. You know, but I've learned in my sugar daddy, sugar baby situations that if it's not spelled out exactly what it is, then there's, you know, a lot of confusion. It's easy to, you know, not, like, especially when you're entering a new situation, it's so important to line out exactly what you expect from the other person and what they need to deliver, if it's financial compensation or, you know, traveling. All of that has to be handled.
So would you always
right
agree
way.
That it's a financial compensation when it comes to sugar daddies and sugar babies, right?
There's always some sort of compensation, whether it's gifts or it's outright paying for someone's bills, buying, you know, leasing
mm-hmm.
or buying a vehicle, a home. There's always something that's exchanging hands.
There's always
it doesn't always have to be money.
Point.
Yes.
And
otherwise, you're not a baby. You're not a sugar baby.
That
that's
always
not your sugar
a
daddy.
Sexual situation, correct?
Exactly. I have a lot of friends who, you know, their relationships never involved sex. It wasn't sex for money. It had nothing to do with that. They were companions, and
mm-hmm.
some of them were never intimate. Like, especially with some of the older men that you might have as sugar babies, that's 100% a relationship, a friendship, a bond. That's what they're looking for. So it's not always, you know, sexual. Some it is.
The reason why
some
I say that
is
because I have found in my own personal life, and this is kind of a personal thing. This may not be true at all. I could be completely wrong. And I'm more than willing to go with I'm wrong if everything is completely different for other people. But I did start
right.
off as a dancer first. And it was not unusual when you're a dancer to have sugar daddies. And in
right.
most cases, we were not sleeping with them. But it wasn't unusual
exactly.
to have some guy who paid your rent. Or and you danced for him and you did, you know, you didn't charge him when he was at the club or whatever, but you never saw him outside the club.
Right.
Exactly. Or, you know, you did certain things where you spent time with him, you had dinner with him at the club, or because, well, where I worked at, we had restaurants inside our clubs. So you could have
right.
dinner with a client in the club.
Does he?
And you dance for him and everything else.
Places.
Yeah, I mean, I will admit this. When you work in the South, if you worked in the South any time during the 80s and 90s, you worked in a lot of very up club, more almost geisha-style kind of clubs. Because
wow.
they always involved food.
Okay.
You had to sell as much food as you sell alcohol and dances. So you actually had to sit and have food with these guys. You actually ate with them.
Oh, wow.
It was a requirement.
Served food. It was a trip to me. I've never worked at a place that actually had food. And then I used to think it was the weirdest
really?
Thing.
Really? Okay, so
club.
I always think it's,
yeah.
okay. So, you know, originally I thought I was going to go with this segment calling it Sugar Babies, Geishas, and Courtesans. And now do you understand why I thought we could include geishas in this? Because... okay, geishas are dancing girls, and think about coming from the South, and most girls will tell you who came from the 80s and 90s in the South who were dancers. We danced. We also had to sell just as much food. We actually didn't have to sell drinks. The establishment had to sell as much food as it did dances. So the food was really
wow.
good. People actually, they actually come for lunch.
Okay.
You actually
crazy.
Had
oh,
clients
course.
Come in who really just sense. Came to eat because the food was that
yeah.
good.
That's awesome.
Which is really
that's
weird
great.
To women who've never been inside these type of clubs, but
right.
when you're in the South, we actually, in the South, we embrace strip clubs. And
okay.
On Saturdays and Sundays is when you bring your wife or your girlfriend.
Oh my
and
God.
You have a meal at the strip club, and you actually have a girl dance for you. That's a very
wow.
big thing in the South on the weekends.
I have
especially
no idea.
Saturday. Saturday is when you bring your girlfriend. So
oh,
in most strip clubs, your girlfriend is there on Saturdays. So you may have been
that's
coming all week long, but on Saturday you bring your girlfriend, and we don't say anything.
Right. Absolutely. You don't want to mess it up.
Isn't
with
that
your
crazy?
Client.
That's the South.
That's a trip. I would have never thought that.
And what's so crazy is you have like a T-bone steak and mashed potato and collard greens and potatoes and whatever else you want in a buffet for $7.
What?
Or you'll have like wings for 5 cents. That and they'll
is
be the best wings in the world. Because they have to sell so much food so they can be open on Sunday.
Right.
So the food is, like, amazing.
Okay.
So, strip clubs in the South are actual clubs. Just to let you know, for anyone who's never been to the South, when you hit Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, strip clubs in the South are actual clubs. And, well, during the week, they're strip clubs. But on Saturday, that's when you meet your girlfriend. And you let your girlfriend meet your favorite stripper.
Okay, that's weird. That is just weird.
I know. Isn't that weird? That is so crazy. Yeah. Okay. So I have
very
to say hi
so.
Again to everyone in the chat room because they're weirding out on me right now.
Huh. Hey, everybody.
Okay, so Marcelo's in another country here. And I'm going to get to you in just a second. I'm so sorry because Marcelo, where are you again? I have to look up again. Marcelo's in another. We have. By the way, we're doing totally international tonight.
Nice.
We have callers literally from around the world. I just want to tell you that. And we have people in the chat room from literally around the world. So I wanted to get into having a sugar daddy because it's become a new thing nowadays. And it's not a new thing. That's not true. It's not a new thing. It's an old thing that has been renewed. Because now you have websites and everything. And back when I was, I will tell you this. I've always been kind of a sugar baby. I remember my first boyfriend, he looked so much like James Bond. I'm just going to tell you my story. He literally looked like James Bond. I was 20, and at the time, James Bond was 60 years old, and he looked just like him.
Wow.
He looked like 60 years old, James Bond, and he barely spoke any English. He was straight from Germany. I'll never get Hans.
Wow.
Hans, how are you doing? I won't say your last name. But he paid for most of my stuff at the time, and I worked at a club. But it was really nice because he also paid for me to go through school. If it wasn't for him, I would not have a bachelor's degree.
Wow.
And I had a lot of great time. And he showed me all kinds of great things. He showed me beers I would have never known. I went to Japan. I did all kinds of things. So I don't see anything wrong with being a sugar baby. I see nothing wrong with it. And I'm sure someone is out there going, you accepted all these things for money and now that makes you a prostitute. No, I was a kid who was only 19 years old at the time. And I was in college and he paid for it. And it was fun, and I screwed him a couple of times. Well, what does a girl do? But it wasn't like this horrible, terrible thing. It didn't scar me for life.
If everyone in the relationship is happy, then it shouldn't really matter. You know, you two are basically providing a service to one another.
I mean, technically, we've been marrying off our young girls to old men for so long. So why should this be a strange thing? I mean, I know there's and this is where I get to it. There's a whole website behind it now. And how do you distinguish yourselves between being an escort? Though, don't get me wrong, I don't think there's anything wrong with being a courtesan. There's a difference between an escort and a courtesan, though. And
what's
I think a lot of girls don't know the difference. The difference is, how many guys you see and how much money you make and how much education you have.
Okay.
And I'm going by old school stuff.
I'm going
by old school stuff. I think a lot of it is the difference in escort and a courtesan, and we have to go by new school stuff. Everyone calls themselves an escort now.
That's interesting.
Am I correct?
It's basically the level that it's been given, yes.
Yeah, it's been given, and sometimes you're really not an escort. You're just really, what it is.
You're really a hoe.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in the end, and I'm not going to lie on this one, I really do feel this way. In the end, everybody pays for it.
Exactly.
Everybody. every single
it doesn't
person
matter.
Pays for it.
That's right.
It does not matter. How you pay for it and how you feel about it is the same. Is it, one is
yes.
not the same. It's different. And that's what makes the difference. If you if it makes you feel bad, then you shouldn't do it.
This is
and
true.
That's, I will always tell you that. If you don't feel good, then don't do it.
And that goes with anything. Some women are happy. They got their hustle on. I've met a lot of girls
mm-hmm.
in the game who were happy about being escorts. They got into porn so that they could be a high-priced prostitute in reality.
Right.
And I tricked on some of those girls because they had such a strong business mind. And I'm just like, yeah, I couldn't do that. Like, on that level, that's just... It was a trick to me, but I couldn't.
I started off as a sugar baby, and suddenly I was like, ooh, porn sounds cool.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And I knew it was going to be a whole different life. I knew it wasn't going to be the same thing.
Right.
But I was
oh, yeah,
like,
definitely not.
And the reason why I say this, I don't want anyone to think because I've gone on this topic that I'm thinking that being a sugar baby is a bad thing. I'm not saying
oh,
it's
no,
a bad
no.
thing. I'm saying to each his own.
I've been a
but
sugar baby many times.
You should know a few things.
Right. There's definitely a list of unspoken rules and things that you do and things
there
that you don't do.
There are very unspoken rules that you should know. What do you think is the first unspoken rule that sugar baby should know?
I really think that it's trust. You have to be able to be trusted.
Yes.
You know, this is someone who has most likely a lot to lose. And you have to be the kind of person that is honest, that is respectful, and understand that they have another life, potentially, and
that
you can't mess
that
up. That
is very, very true. You're almost like
yeah.
a therapist, and the, and whatever goes on between you is between you and them. That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
You can't go talking to your friend, unless you have that one
right.
really close friend that will never say one word until you
right.
buy a book.
Even at that point,
yeah.
you have to be careful with the information
you
that you
be
give.
Extremely
because
careful.
Those are the people that are
telling. You have to be careful of your heart.
This is true. Falling in love is a big no-no.
Big, big no-no.
Absolutely. No, I have never followed it. You know what? Actually, I can't say that. There was one who, you know, I definitely cared about and had feelings about. But when guys think that you love them, they freak out. That L word scares a lot of dudes because all of a sudden they feel like
well,
they have some responsibility.
We as women, we get crazy when we fall in love.
This is
we're
true.
Crazy.
But so are men.
Not gonna lie, we're a little bit crazy. I mean, even
I'm
Hef.
With my crazy.
Look at Hef. I'm sorry. He's the biggest sugar daddy, and. He is the biggest sugar daddy in the world. And then the girl is like, oh, I want to marry you immediately. He runs. But then he marries a girl who didn't even want him.
But think about that, the intrigue. He had to chase her. And I think that that made him want her more. The easy
mm-hmm.
ones, they're too easy. Dudes don't care. It's not special. But when you've got to work for it, all of a sudden it's far more,
right.
you know, interesting.
I even brought it in a list, you know, in the list. I was like, Anna Nicole, sugar baby.
Yes.
Marilyn Monroe, sugar baby.
100.
We just don't like to talk about, but you know what? She did
right.
the right way. She married them all. You know what? Oh, my
For
God. We've
part,
been talking so much. How did
president.
We do this? Okay, so we have to let somebody in. We're going to let at least one person in real quickly here. Okay,
all
so we
right.
have one person here. Ooh, we have four people here. Okay, I'm going to try to let you in. Okay, 757-256, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, honey bunny?
What's up, this is Dietrich Jackson, as always.
Hi, Dietrich. Are you joining our
you
conversation?
Doing?
What is your? What do you think on sugar daddies and sugar babies?
Okay, no, say it one more time. You cut out.
We're talking about sugar daddies and sugar babies tonight.
Okay. Oh, I know. I've been listening. Well, I mean, my opinion on this pretty much, I mean, it's still going on. I mean, shoot. Right now, the way it is,
I'm just going to go by your voice. You're kind of in that mid-range. You're neither a little sugar daddy or a sugar baby. At this point, you're looking for a sugar mama.
I can't put my past in there because, you know, that's my past. But, you know, I know both sides of it. Yeah, I know both sides of it.
You had one.
Yeah, I mean, I've been that sugar daddy and I had a sugar mama before. So I've been on both sides of the family.
Nice. Okay, so I had to ask a stupid question. Okay, so... Was it only because of the gifts, or was it kind of fun at the same time?
I mean, it was kind of fun. I mean, actually, I fell into it by accident. It was like I didn't know that, you know,
okay,
she had money like that until it was too late. It was one of those situations where, you know, I met her, and then, you know, she was going through a tough time, and I was there, and then, you know, she was older than me, but, you know, we had a good time going out, and then... We spend time with each other. Next thing I know, shoot, we'd be going to the mall. She'd be like, you look good in this outfit. Let me go ahead and buy this for you. I'm like, okay. Then, you know what? Let me go ahead and buy some shoes to match it. You know, matter of fact, let me buy you a hat. And then it just start from there. And then she'd be like, well, I've been to the mall. And they just start like that. I was like, well, damn, I can get myself. No. I let my man look good. And turn to, well, I got a cruise. You know, I'm going down to Florida, and I want you to come with me. I'm like, I mean, okay. I mean, and then it gradually built, and all she wanted me to do was spend time with her, talk to her, have a conversation with her. You know, eventually it got sexual.
She just wanted to feel special.
Yeah, it threw me though because it was like this woman, you know, the career she had and how beautiful she was. I was like, why are you single? And then why? She just was like, you know, I've been married, I'm divorced, I'm done. I just want somebody that's going to treat me right, and I didn't do anything for them. I mean, I just want my man
I'm
going to
be devil's advocate, though. You didn't marry her.
No.
She didn't have to.
The thing was, she didn't want that at all. She just wanted a guy just to be there. Like, she was like, she was done with the marriage. Her kids grown. She just wanted a man to be there. She didn't want to be mess with four or five different guys. She wanted one guy to be there, to spend time, whether it was sexual
that. I
or really not.
I didn't really understand that.
You know, and it threw me because I was like, you know, it caught me, like I said, it caught me off guard. It actually caught me off guard. Next thing I know, I'm closet filling up with clothes. You know, I'm going on trips and everything. You know, I'm fighting. I'm taking time off. She's like, no, go ahead. You know, how much you get paid? How much you get paid an hour? Okay, I'll just compensate you for that if you just come with me to this one day. And, like, this took place for, like, this went on for, like, 2 years. You know, I just was like.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And you know,
wow.
The crazy part about it was, at first I felt like, man, I feel like a little kid. I mean, I can't do nothing. But then after a while, you know, I just was like, okay.
You know, I found that you men though are very good. You all are very, where women are more like, okay, we weren't raised this way. We can't just accept gifts. Men would be like, okay, damn, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, I was refusing it.
When a man finds a sugar mama, he's like, okay.
Yeah, but to me, I was initially refusing it. I was refusing it at first, but she just kept getting upset.
It's because you don't realize
this.
what's going on. You say okay because you don't know what's going on. You're confused.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just looking like, you know, this ain't happened before. What the hell going on? What the hell did I jump into? Because I didn't want her to, like, you know, something happened. She turned crazy on me, like, I bought you all this shit, you know, and she tried to.
True.
You know, so
we see that on
the thinking about that too
all the time.
Yeah. So,
this is
and then we got intimate. That was just a whole nother level then. When we finally got intimate and had sex, it was just like, it was full speed ahead.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
She
just proved something that I was trying
to
say.
She was like,
it.
You know, we
a lot
just,
of the times,
wow.
This thing happens before you have sex.
Yeah.
And then it's on a whole nother level then.
Right.
Yeah, because once she started buying the gifts, she started going out to spend time with each other. My whole goal was, like, I know what? I'm not sleeping with her. If I sleep with her, went to another level. But then one night, you know, shit happened. And then I was like, I woke up the next morning, like, okay, it was good, but I was like, I just said, well, what did I put myself into? And she just took off. So.
Damn.
Oh,
yeah,
no, she was trying to start with the fact that that's all it was, hon. That's why she took off.
Yeah.
I know the women were mean like that.
Yeah. But then the reason why I ended, it slipped because then she started becoming very territorial, very insecure, very jealous. So it took off to another level. Even though she had swept it down and say, look, I don't care what you do, I just, as long as you spend time with me and we do whatever. But then that turned to bullshit because then she just like, what you doing? You know, I came by your house. You're not there.
What?
You know, my
phone,
before I got you. Yeah, it developed.
Crazy.
Like I said, this took 2 years. This is 2 years as to what went on.
What did?
So,
this was for 2 years, but, oh, you had a stalker. Wow.
I do on purpose.
I've never done that.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know it was going to develop into that. So it just, that's why I said when I fell into it, I wasn't like looking. It happened, and it started building and building. And after a while, I got used to it. Then when it got sexual, then it increased. And then she started becoming crazy. Like after like the last few months before it ended, I mean, she just was like, she'll call at 3-4 in the morning, do pop-ups at the house,
oh,
stuff
damn.
Like that. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Married? Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's a crazy part. Like, when you have time to do that? Are you married? I'm like,
yeah, that was exactly my question. I'm like, when do you have time to do that when you're married? I mean, I'm not married right now, but I don't have time to do stuff like that. I got to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, apparently she did.
I was
working
in the morning. I got to sleep. I ain't got time to be following you.
Babe, and she found a way. Yeah, I mean, y'all women find a way to do shit. Y'all find a way to do things. So, I mean, I would put it away. So.
Well, honey, thank you so much for calling us. I love it when you call in. You're so
that
awesome.
That was awesome.
Anytime, lady. Anytime.
I'm going to laugh on this one. I'm going to laugh on this one. I will tell you this. Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. You know what? I think that when you're younger, and I read a lot of things, I had to do a lot, and took my research. It was really hard because you know how I like to do my research.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I have had a thing for dating older men for many years. Actually, since I started dating. I am not going to lie. So that technically makes me a sugar baby because I've always been.
Nice.
Like I brought home, I remember one year I brought home a man, and I think I was 22, and I swear to God, he was straight out of Germany, and he looked just like James Bond.
Yes, you mentioned that earlier.
Okay, the good James Bond. The older one from my era,
yes.
Okay, from the 70s. Okay, and by this time he was looking 80, so. But he was awesome, and he took care of everything I did. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a sugar baby, but you have to understand that, well, there's this fine line between being a prostitute and being a sugar baby and being an escort and being a courtesan and being a geisha. And those
Definitely.
Lines are so fine, you can't even go between, you can constantly, no, those lines, actually, this is the word I should say, those lines are so fine and so thin and so transparent, you can constantly go between them. So call whatever you want, you may, but you know what, as long as you're an older man and is willing to help you become the better person that you are today, and is willing, because you know what, no matter, and this is my wisdom, and I know this is some cocky-eyed wisdom right here. I'm going with the cocky-eyed wisdom right here, but hear it from an old whore, okay?
You are
this
so
is what
funny.
We're going to say. I know. This is what I'm going to go with. Hear it from... We might even start a segment called Hear It From an Old Whore, okay? Hear it from an old whore. If you are becoming... If it is helping you to become a better person in life and you are not compromising your soul, because in every relationship, you're going to be compromising your sex anyway. From the moment you stop, unless you're one of those girls who says she's not going to have sex until she becomes married, you're going to have sex with a lot of guys that you wish you'd never had sex with. And you wish that at least your rent had been paid.
Yes.
Or at least you weren't eating ramen noodles that whole month you were fucking this jackass. When you're in your 20s, unless you have really good, because I'm just saying this, and maybe I might be wrong, but when it comes to choosing men in your 20s, you're not very good at it as women. We're not very good at it in your 20s. We choose jackasses. And unfortunately, they also paint the men we're going to date all the way into our 30s. If you can find a man that will take care of you in your 20s and you judge every man by that man by the time you're in your 30s, you might actually have a really good husband.
I might.
Now, how weird does that just sound? See how I just turned that around? I mean, think about it. If you have someone who's been taking care of you in your 20s and took care of you and helped you grow up and helped you become who you were, because let's be honest. A girl who is a sugar baby in her 20s is living on her own in her 30s.
Yeah, absolutely. Things start changing.
Or single.
You know,
but now you know what you want.
Yes.
You're not thinking about what you know exactly what you want. And
yeah.
You know how you want to live. So.
Absolutely. You're set in your ways. It's tough.
You're very set in your ways at that point. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts about you. On the same time, there's nothing wrong with being said by doing things the old-fashioned way either. There's
That's
nothing
true.
Wrong with that. There really isn't. I don't know. I don't have any pros. Actually, I have nothing but pros and cons on this subject. But I want to say this. I think it's really weird that now you can actually, this is where it came to me where I started thinking it might be prostitution. When you actually, and this is my whole thing, and again, I am not against this because you know what? I'm okay with laying your cards out on the table when you meet someone. This is what I want. This is what I should get. If you don't want to give me this, then move on.
Right.
And it makes your life so much simpler. It really does.
I think so. All we need is
really
a certain men to just make our life easier.
It means, look, you have fun with me, spend time with me. I'm young. I would never marry you in the first place. Go home to your wife.
Exactly.
I'll never tell her.
Exactly.
Wow. As I'm saying, I'm thinking, do I have any cons? I'm not seeing them.
Not so far.
I'm so totally not seeing them.
If they wanted to, could call in and start talking about God and making it unholy.
Exactly.
And blah, blah, blah.
Well, guys, I have to admit,
tonight.
You know what? I'm on my roll tonight. I will tell you why I'm on this roll tonight, because I'm going on this roll for the next couple of weeks. This show is called The Down Low for a reason. This is about being the other girl. And being the other girl isn't always that bad. We've told you the bad things. You already know that. Let's talk about the good things. So
Absolutely.
For the next 6 weeks, everything's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yay, because I want nothing but positive things. Okay, on that note, Alana, we can find you where and almost everywhere. And I love your site. Please tell everyone your site again.
It's pwnedbygirls.com. That's pwnedbygirls.com. Video game
And then I'm seeing it everywhere. It's totally ingrained into my brain. So
yes.
That's so cool.
Awesome.
I'm totally seeing on the robot and everything. I see it everywhere now because, as everyone knows, you may be the girl who plays games, but I am the geek.
Yes.
I am the total geek.
Funny.
So you can find me at Walmart this week shopping for new Star Wars characters to add to my shelf.
Nice.
Because I have to have them all. And you can find me under Sierra Devi, SIERRADEVI, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and you name it, I'm there. Trust me, I'm there. And when you're not here with us, you can also find us on the Download Live. And by the way, if you have something to talk about, if you have something going on, you're in a third party in a relationship, or third party relationship, whatever you want to call it, and you just want some advice and you want no judgments whatsoever, please go to thedownloadlive.com and just go to Ask TDL and we will give you answers.
Please.
And trust me, you really do not have to give us your name. We will not use names whatsoever. You haven't been there yet. You have to check it out. Check out TDL Live. It's our new thing. Or TDL Ask.
Nice.
On that note, she's like, really? Me? God, you just told me about that?
That's awesome.
I love it. Okay, well, Alana, on that note, thank you so much for hanging out with me on this
thank
Friday night.
Thank you.
It's almost time for fall.
Woo-hoo.
And on that night, we are sending you out, and we have to go. I just like this song, so I'm just going to have with Bitch Better Have My Money.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough.